Welcome back, Grant and Danny. No, Danny, his vacation continuing. Much appreciate you spending the day with me, though. I'm with you until 2, Chad Dukes versus the world at that time. Later this hour, those VIP tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off. Also at the tail end of the show, 25 minutes from now, Charlie Slows on the Nats as they get ready for game 2 of 4 at home against the Marlins. Much better weather today, no rain in the offing. So get on out to Nats Park and enjoy yourself a quality matchup in the NL East. This could be good news for the Redskins, the Giants, and the Eagles. Very bad news for the Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott is yet to be suspended. There has been no announcement on what is going to happen with him. It is taking forever, by the way. And it has led to a lot of folks, fans, media members around the NFL, speculating that the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, his relationship with Roger Goodell, which I don't necessarily think is it any stronger than a lot of owners. Think about them being docked like the Redskins were for the uncapped year trying to get out of some money. But that basically they're getting a pass here. That how long this is taking for a suspension to come out is shady and is weird and something should be happening. So we've been waiting for weeks to figure out what is going to go on with Ezekiel Elliott. Well, supposedly last week we were going to find out whether or not he was getting suspended. And then the NFL announced that they would not be making an Ezekiel Elliott announcement. And the reason for that lack of a declaration, according to reports, was that they didn't want to basically overshadow Jerry Jones's Hall of Fame induction. And rightfully so. I mean, this is a lifetime achievement award for a guy who's done a lot for football. So if Jerry Jones is in Canton being inducted and meeting with the media and answering questions, and Ezekiel Elliott's suspension is announced on the same day or a day or two before that, and it's your first chance publicly as a major outlet, TV, newspaper, radio, otherwise, you're going to ask him about that. It's going to take away from not only Jerry Jones, but from Jason Taylor and Kurt Warner and LaDainian Tomlinson and everyone else that was involved. So I thought that that was a pretty good idea. But that was now a few days ago, and there's still been nothing that's come out on Ezekiel Elliott. So everyone's kind of wondering, what is going on here? When are we going to get word on Zeke? Is he going to be suspended? How long will he be suspended for? Well, one of the most insightful, if it's correct, and certainly opinionated, takes on Ezekiel Elliott that has come out came yesterday via FS1 and Fox Sports, where Chris Carter on Undisputed said that he has some information on this, and he speculated that it's going to be about 48 hours or less, and this was from yesterday, until we found out that Ezekiel Elliott was getting suspended. Basically 2 days or less, and that it was coming down the pike. He also went really hard with his take that Ezekiel Elliott is not going to be slapped on the wrist for a game. That Ezekiel Elliott's not going to be suspended 2 games, which is what a lot of people are saying. He thinks the suspension is actually going to be much lengthier than that. I haven't really heard anyone say that Elliott could miss a quarter of a season, but Chris Carter said that. He actually said it could be as many as 6 games that Elliott is not on the field for. And whenever I hear something like this, my first question is always, does this person know something or not? Is this just an opinion on an opinion-based show where you have to have the warmest take, where it's got to burn you when you touch it, when you need to be the loudest guy in the room, and where all they do is clip whatever you said, put it in a video, and disseminate it so that it gets played on the radio and read online? Because that's the show he's on with Undisputed. That is the network he's on with FS1. Remember, Fox Sports completely got rid of the writing on their website. They have immensely talented writers who do great work, good literature, great journalism. Ken Rosenthal is an example. Rosenthal now does all of his weekly pieces and his assessments on trades and news in Major League Baseball on his Facebook page. That's how he's got to disseminate his takes. All they post is videos. That's their model. They want to get clicks. So does he know something, or is he just saying a hot take? I'm going to get into that in a second, but let me let you hear exactly what Chris Carter said on Ezekiel Elliott. Think about if this actually happened, what it would mean for this division.
In the next 48 hours, I would be shocked if Zeke was not suspended. Mm. Like, I'll be shocked.
Why?
If we get to Thursday, because based on the information that's going to come out,
right,
it's going to be fairly easy to determine that something happened to this woman in her 4 days of being with Zeke. Now, we're not talking about, this is just pure either assault or domestic violence. So I'm being sensitive because there is a victim here.
Right. Yep.
You know, so for me, this is it's a great opportunity to continue to learn. We've learned an awful lot in the last 2 years dealing with the National Football League and its players being involved in altercations. And there's been a precedent set, not only on the assault and domestic violence side, saying that there would be a minimum 6 games on that side, mm-hmm. but there was a precedent set with the GOAT and Tom Brady when they suspended him for on-the-field conduct 4 games. So the brightest star that we have in our game, Tom Brady, they suspended him. And when the information comes out, there's going to be some similarities as far as what happened. Information that he had been advised possibly to give up that was destroyed. So there's going to be a number of things right. that will come out that people will be able to determine not only did something happen, who was the person responsible for that, and the precedent's been set in the league with Tom, with a 4-game suspension. So that part right there, you know, I don't want to get into exactly what he's going to get, but from what I'm hearing, it will be, based on those two precedents, it will be in that range.
Hall of Famer Chris Carter, the most important words he said there were "from what I'm hearing." Because the entire time I was watching the video, I thought, well, this is just his opinion. He's just saying his opinion. No disrespect to him, but his opinion doesn't mean much more than yours or mine or anyone else on TV. But then at the end, you heard "from what I'm hearing." I also thought the entire time as he was saying all that, you're not comfortable enough going this hard if you haven't heard something, right? I mean, you can't tell me, use the words that he did. You know, this is assault. This is domestic violence. If this might all come out in the wash that nothing really happened and Ezekiel Elliott's cleared. So at some point, he talked to someone in the know who told him something's going to happen. And that's where suddenly this 4 to 6 games comes into play, which we had not been hearing. I've heard people say there's going to be no suspension. I've heard a lot of people say 1 game, and I've heard some people say 2 games. I hadn't heard anything more than that until this on Fox Sports yesterday. And you just heard it from Chris Carter. And in case you haven't followed the whole story, the All-Pro running back last year, 1,600 yards as a rookie, accused of domestic violence against an ex-girlfriend in Columbus, Ohio in 2016. But remember, while the league has been looking into this, Elliott got in big trouble again at a fight at a bar. So that does not help you, kid. This does not bode well. Lay low. Stay out of trouble. You might get out of it because you're really good, because a lot of good players get out of trouble all the time. And while they're investigating you and looking into you and interviewing you and figuring out if they're going to suspend you, you got in trouble again. Two questions for you. I'll give you my answers next, but I want yours. First, do you think Ezekiel Elliott gets suspended? And if so, how many games? That's the first question. 800-636-1067. Second, if he misses, let's just put it at 4 games, a quarter of a season, the Cowboys have been able to run the ball with whoever was in their backfield over the years. Last 3 or 4 seasons, DeMarco Murray, Darren McFadden, Ezekiel Elliott, Alfred Morris, doesn't matter. If he's out for a quarter of a year, does that suddenly mean they're not going to win the division? Is it that damaging to them that the Giants will be better, that the Redskins catch them, that the Eagles close the gap? 800-636-1067. I want to hear from you guys next on Grant and Danny. Hey, guys. Grant Paulson for my friends at Mannix Heating and Cooling. Jerry Mannix and his team do an amazing job. My dad had a room in his house, his sunroom, that was the least comfortable room you've ever been in. Way too hot in the summer, way too cold in the winter, and we couldn't do anything about it. Then I talked to my guy Jerry Mannix, and he said, listen, I'm using this Mitsubishi electric equipment. It's going to change the game. Cooling and heating systems featuring individual room control. You can enjoy precise comfort. You can cut your energy costs. Mitsubishi Electric Systems cool and heat multiple rooms or just one room at a time. I said, that's perfect. Let's do it. So his team came out. They're clean. They're respectful. Their product knowledge is second to none. Their pricing's competitive. No one competes with their high quality of work. You can't miss their orange trucks around town. You see the Mannix Heating and Cooling trucks all over the area. You got to do what I did. Jerry Mannix is a stud. 703-777-9211. We went out to lunch, ate some crabs, talked about how we'd fix the room. It has been the best gift I've ever given my dad. No exaggeration. 703-777-9211 or go to ManixHVAC.com and tell Jerry I sent you. He will get your house taken care of like he did for good old Dennis Paulson.